Once upon a time, there was a renowned jewelry shop that had many gems on display. Some were very, very expensive, and others were reasonably priced. But the shopkeeper's prized possession was this special, flawless pearl in its own display case right in the middle of the jewelry shop. And it was so beautiful that sometimes people from miles around would come just to gaze upon its beauty. This pearl was unique. It had no price tag on it. Everything else in the store had a price tag, but not the flawless pearl. And so when people would come to the jewelry shop and find themselves before the beautiful pearl, they would gaze at it. The more they looked, the more they wanted it. And the question would come into their mind, well, how much does this pearl actually cost? Most did not ask. Occasionally, someone would have the courage and say to the shopkeeper, how much does this pearl cost? And the shopkeeper would smile and say the same thing to everyone. It'll cost you everything you own. Indeed, that's a high price for a pearl, going bankrupt for a pearl. So many left that display case disappointed, missing out on adding the pearl to their collection. Well, one stormy night, a homeless man walked into that jewelry shop pushing his shopping cart containing everything he owned. And he found himself before that display case. And the more he looked at the pearl, the more he wanted it. Eventually, he asked the shopkeeper, hey, it has no price tag. How much does this cost? The shopkeeper said the same thing that he would say to everyone else. Well, it'll cost you everything you own. Indeed, a high price. But the homeless man continued to look at that pearl, and the more he looked at it, the more he wanted it. Finally, he took off his overcoat. He put it into the shopping cart. And he pushed all his belongings up to the till and declared to the shopkeeper, I'll take it. The shopkeeper, without hesitation, went over to that display case, removed that beautiful pearl, and handed it over to its new owner. What an exchange, friends. Rags for riches. Trash for treasure. The question is, what is the pearl and what is in our shopping cart? Well, the pearl is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one who presents himself and comes to us during the Advent season on Christmas Day, he is the pearl of great price. And what is the shopping cart and the contents within it? All those things that we cling to. The world, the money, our reputation. Everything that we claim as our own is in the shopping cart. And in order to receive Jesus Christ fully this Christmas, what do we need to do? We need to go up to the till and let go of everything in order to receive Jesus Christ fully into our lives. Now, who does this perfectly? Well, of course, it's Mary. I want you to think about Mary, how she abandoned everything in the shopping cart over to the will of God. For when the angel comes to her at the Annunciation and declares to her that she will be the mother of the Messiah, that he's going to be a king. You know, this seems like a good deal to us reading the scriptures, but place yourself in the position of Mary. She had things in the shopping cart. What were some of those things? How about her plans? Her plans at that point in her life were to marry Joseph, a virtuous man. I mean, he was a catch. And this kind of messes up Mary's plans. Why? Well, it's going to look like she was sleeping around. So if I was Mary, I would go to the angel and say, hey, I don't like this. Flap your wings, go somewhere else. But this is no good. This does not fit into my plans. Have you ever had God allow something in your life that doesn't fit into your plans? Mary knows what that's like. Mary lets go of her plans. That was in the shopping cart. What else is in Mary's plans? How about her reputation? Her reputation, because this seems like bad news, because look, it's going to look like she slept around. So her reputation as an honorable woman is out the window. Not only that, but this is her life on the lines. Because Deuteronomy verse 22, verse 23 and 24 says, what should happen to a woman who's engaged to a man who gets pregnant by another man? The law says in Deuteronomy that those two shall be taken to the edge of the city and stoned to death. So Mary, a Jewish woman, she's acquainted with the law. She understands the proposal of the angel as a possible death sentence to her. And what does she do? She surrenders herself over to God. I mean, her life is in the shopping cart. When Mary surrenders herself over, it's like she brings the shopping cart up to the till and declares to the shopkeeper, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word. If you're struggling, one, to find God, to experience God in your life, ask Mary's intercession. This Advent, I mean, she experienced God, didn't she? And number two, if you're struggling to find your vocation, in other words, the purpose that God has for you, ask Mary's intercession. For in this Advent season, we recall that Mary discovers both in a new way. When she says yes to God, she discovers a vocation. Her vocation to be, one, the mother of God, and number two, the mother of men. This is what Mary can teach us. This is how she can help us to discover God and our vocation. Because when think about this, when the angel comes to her with this proposition, it on the outside, with no faith, it looks really bad. In fact, this is bad news. And maybe this Advent season, you've been faced with some bad news. Mary knows what that's like. But when she says yes to God, she says yes in the face of bad news that results in the conception of good news, literally Jesus Christ. So let your yes to Jesus transform the bad news into the conception of good news. A yes to Jesus can transform bad news into something life-giving. Otherwise, God would not allow it. Father Fernandez writes, the Virgin gives her full consent to the divine will. Be it done to me according to your word. From this moment on, she accepts her vocation and begins to put it into practice. Her vocation to be Mother of God and Mother of Men. Another lesson that we can learn from Mary is that God's will is not automatic. In other words, she had to consent. She had to say yes. And if Mary had to say yes to experience the full plan of that God had for her life, who are we to think that we are different? So the question I have for you is, are you aware of your yes to Jesus Christ? Are you aware of a consent to God's divine plan for your life? So are you conscious ever of saying, Jesus, thy will be done in my life? This is something that is not said once, but continuously. But I think sometimes we as Catholics are unaware of this yes to God's will in our life. I think the church presumes that the baptized have said yes to God in some adult way, but often we haven't. So again, are we aware of a conscious, concrete decision to say, Jesus, your will in my life, not mine. Be it done to me according to your word, says Our Lady. And we contemplate her, radiant with joy. As we raise our hearts and minds up to God in prayer, we can inquire of ourselves, am I seeking God in my work or in my study, in my family, out in the street, in everything? Am I daring in doing apostolate? Does our Lord want more of me? So maybe you are aware of a yes to Jesus. Maybe you are aware of this decision that you've made in your past. Beautiful and wonderful. But Father Fernandez is now asking a different question. He's asking, could it be that the Lord is asking more from you? And I think the answer to this question is always yes. Because no matter how big we think our yes was in the past, it's always imperfect. Because we can always give a bigger yes to Jesus. None of us have said yes to Jesus in a perfect way except Mary. There was nothing insufficient in her yes to Jesus. It was lacking nothing. So if we find ourselves wanting to say yes to Jesus in a deeper way, but we don't know how, well, then we can ask Mary's intercession, because Mary's her yes was perfect. And who better to ask for this grace of a better yes than Mary? She lived it, so she can obtain the grace for us to go deeper. On a practical note, how can we do this? Well, I think every day we should say yes to Jesus, consciously. I used to have this habit of waking up in the morning, and as soon as I woke up, out loud, I would say, Jesus, I gladly give my life to you today. I would say that out loud every day. Now, I've gotten out of that habit, that specific habit, and I think I need to get back into it. But maybe you could consider doing something like that too, or using Our Lady's words, waking up in the morning saying, Lord, I'm yours. Let it be done to me according to thy word. I'm your servant. But I would encourage you, get a little surrender prayer, memorize something and say it right in the morning. My prayer was, Jesus, I gladly give my life to you today. So consider, what's in your shopping cart? Your hopes, your dreams, your things, what are you clinging to? Your favorite sins? This Advent season, I invite you to push that cart up to the shopkeeper and ask Mary's intercession in order to say more fully, I'm your servant. Let it be done to me according to thy word. Friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.